I'll never forget this weekend, almost 20 years ago. I had been placed into the midst of the Sandia Mountains in New Mexico, along with about 30 pilots in training. It was a hot day, and in those desert mountains, always a dry one. We were to rendezvous 6 hours later in a place where the helicopter was to meet us. We had plenty of food, a few Snickers bars in addition, and of course canteens full. And so we ate and we drank as we marched through those mountains. Problem was, our compass readings were slightly off. 6 hours came and we were not even close to where we were to be. 10 hours, we weren't close either. I've always thought it's a miracle that pilots find airports. I was just the chaplain. They were to get me there. Well, canteens were empty. We began to sip drips and drops of water, and glad for it. I think I killed 3 pilots for the last Snickers. Something like that happened. But I'll always remember, just as the sun was dipping so low that things were becoming dark, this helicopter came into sight, and we notified him that we weren't where we were supposed to be, but he certainly was where he was supposed to be. And I remember how good that water was when we got back. It's a parable of sorts, just like Jesus' words. Seek after bread that remains and isn't like those Snickers and those rations and the water in your canteen that just finally doesn't carry you through. We are all like we were in those Sandia Mountains. Compass readings wrong. And we're in the wrong place. And when you're in the wrong place, well, Lent tells us, doesn't it? Maybe it's the pedagogy of Lent to tell us that everything fails. Everything passes away. Nothing stands. Seek the bread then that perishes. Do not seek the bread that perishes. Seek the bread that does not. It's a surprise. It was certainly a surprise to those Jews. You've come seeking me not because I am bread, but because you had your belly full. It's a surprise that Jesus is bread. But he came. He calls himself in his flesh the bread which comes down from heaven. And so we eat bread that doesn't perish. And we drink wine that never runs dry. Just like that helicopter, we weren't where we were supposed to be. He was where he was supposed to be. And that's Good Friday. Lent tells us you gotta get. No. Watch for the one who will be there on Good Friday. Seek Him. Lent will tell you nothing else will do. It will all pass away. You'll die. Good Friday will tell you there's one who is food indeed. So Lent pushes us on. That's what happens, you see, when you're thirsty and you're hungry. You know that where you are, there is no plenteous food and no drink. And so you look. You've seen the movies. The people in the desert who are dying of thirst, they search. They look all around. When they don't search and look all around, they're dying. And that's how Lent is. It's our search for the one who will come. And we would never have found him. So John's gospel tells us the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that's how it is. In Lent, we meander all around, and in Good Friday, we are found. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.